Go put your headphones on.
30.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on the show today.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Are you on the show? Damn. We live, goddammit. Shit.
I'm on the show.
It was a whole bunch of, my bad for the, you know, 3-minute delay. There was a lot going on. I wasn't prepared, so I'll take the blame for that. Yesterday was, what's today, Thursday? St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day for anybody who's watching, who's Irish.
Irish whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I think about that. Irish whiskey. Cool.
True.
All the other. Look, James. All the other beautiful, good stuff.
Sponsorship.
I'm trying to get a check, nigga. Shit.
You said
it is what it is. Fuck all that. So, my guy, he was on 2 weeks ago. Everybody know I went to New Orleans last weekend.
How was that trip?
Yeah. It was cool. Drunk all weekend. Ate pretty good. You know, good shit. My guy Fresh, I think this is his second time on.
Third
time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, third time on. So welcome back, my brother.
Yeah, I'm very welcome to be here.
Oh, good. I'm with your drunk ass. Are you drunk right now?
Almost
drunk. Okay. Well.
Hey, honesty is the best policy.
Okay, so he started off strong. Honesty is the best policy. I'm with all of that. Nigga, what you say? He's Sosa, nigga, get the fuck out of here with all that bullshit. So, how everybody week been going? How your week been going?
School, man, been working.
Working, school, cool.
It could be a lot better, but it is what it is.
I have more fun.
I still
on
got
the weekend.
A smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You said you had a what?
I have more fun than me on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, you must not work on weekend.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Must be nice.
What you do?
I do a lot. Just gonna keep it like that.
Okay.
I do a lot.
Okay. Must I do a lot?
Okay. Well, you know, you remember the intro beat that
I
had?
Yeah.
He made it.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying he left for me as a motherfucker.
Yeah, like, yeah. He made it.
I know
he made
somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. So now, the topic for today, I was really kind of like all over the place because I did not know who was gonna show up. But for the people that's in the room, I feel like this is a good or great or bad topic.
No such thing, man. No such thing.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Positivity. We're going to see if you keep that same energy with this question.
Of course. You know.
So we about to jump into it. So what are some unrealistic expectations in a marriage?
Oh, shit.
That's what I said if you want to keep that energy.
Are you married?
I used to be.
Divorced.
Used to be? Yeah. Okay, you used to be. I'm currently.
Right, the only reason why I asked that question because he has. This is coming from a divorced and a married man.
Let me hear that question again.
What are some unrealistic expectations in a marriage? Unrealistic. Unrealistic. He real ponder. If you got an answer, you can go ahead and jump into it because he's pondering on you.
No, I'm not.
Let him ponder.
Oh.
I got plenty. Go ahead.
Yeah, let him go first.
Go ahead.
Unrealistic?
Unrealistic.
It's unrealistic to think that your partner knows what the fuck you're thinking. If you think your partner knows what you're thinking, that's a lie. They don't know what the hell you're thinking.
Mm.
Everybody's individual.
Right.
So you say, oh, hey, baby, you know, I really want something tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They may be like, nah, that's not what I'm thinking.
Right, right.
But you have to deal with it.
But are they saying that, or are they just having the already showing?
It could be both. It could be, you know, they really could not be. Put like this. I have been like, you know what, babe? You fine, but I'm not going to sleep.
Right.
No problem.
Right.
I got you tomorrow morning. That's cool.
Wait.
But right now.
What are you talking about? You denied her sex or something?
Yeah
that's exactly what he's saying.
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
Sleep?
I heard her in the morning, though. I'm going to sleep.
Straight up. But why?
Well, why? Why should I do that?
Yeah.
The reason why I do that is because I value me.
That's
you married.
Some selfish shit.
Huh?
That's some selfish shit.
You married.
Is it selfish or is it real?
I've never been married.
No. I'm asking this man a question.
Oh, okay.
He said that's selfish.
It's selfish.
Why, coming why from is, a divorce, why man.
You're married. You're supposed to like...
I can't be tied?
You can.
No, the reason why I said it because
you can.
They hit me with that first.
You can
like,
be tied.
I'm only.
But if
I'm
you're
so aggressive,
I know, right?
I'm on the race.
If you're recuperating,
what they say. Yeah.
You could be tired, but if your woman wants some dick, just lay down.
I don't want to lay down. I want to get the pie. I want to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm going to make the effort to be good.
Right.
I want to be good.
Right. Yeah, but like,
if I'm tired, you come give me some semi, I'm going to sleep.
But you tired.
But
so I mean, it's not like you give a semi.
No. If the effort is there, I'll fuck with it.
Oh.
But if you just like, hey, baby, get on. Fuck out of here. You'll be there in the morning. Now, I'm 20 years in, though. I can say that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're 20 years in.
Yeah. I'm 20 years in. I can say that.
Yeah.
Now, a nigga that's like 5'2", he can't say that. You better give it to the dick.
So,
because I've been there. But after 20 years, I'm like, I'm going to sleep. I got you in the morning. And that's some real shit. Would you rather me be all me or you get 75%? I'm tired. Obviously, I said that the first time.
How often are you tired?
No. We here.
Okay. Often is not often, but when it is, often. I'm a man first. Our sex drive is higher than women.
So let me ask you a question.
I don't believe.
So let's say you want some pussy and she's tired.
That's the deal. Oh. If I've been married, that's the deal.
There's no compromise.
If you don't want a deal, don't be a married. So I can say
there's no compromise.
There's
no compromise.
It could be compromise because that was the beginning of the marriage. When you compromise for sex. After you get 15 years in?
That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
It don't matter.
Nope.
It don't matter how long you married for.
Nah. That's a lie. They lying.
I hate to say it.
They lying, bro, because if you don't want to do it, who am I going to say, goddamn, Charlie. You made me feel insecure, you know. Blah, blah, blah. Man, nobody want to hear that fucking shit.
I think it's different. You think different?
I think it's different.
How you feel about it? Let my man get the floor.
I mean, I feel like you need to, like, marriage is work, bro. It's like,
You got your time.
I understand you tired, but if your woman wants something, you got to, you know, fulfill her need. You're the king.
But that's where
king and queen.
That's where communication comes in.
I understand.
If I'm tired,
she's communicating. Babe, I want some dick.
Because it's vice versa. What makes her opinion more valuable than my opinion?
It doesn't. Y'all won.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
How long were you married?
I was married for about 14 years.
14 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit shorter than
that. Nah.
Okay. All right.
I was married 14 years.
Okay. I didn't know you was that.
I'm rubbing my thighs.
I think like see it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was 14 years into it. And then
before
being married, I was married for 7 years.
Okay. Wow.
No, I'm kind of
20 plus.
I'm kind of like this man. I have not had like a fling.
But I will say this.
I haven't had no.
I'm gonna say this. What I know now, I didn't knew then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just young.
Young.
I didn't know what vows meant. I just did it. Because it was like, tradition.
Right.
When I walked out of this shit, I was like, fuck, what did I do, nigga? Like,
but you was 14 years into it.
Yeah, but still, though.
2 years, what the fuck did I do?
14? The vows are deep, bro.
I know they are.
They're deep.
For better, for worse?
But from the time that you got married to the time that I guess you got divorced, I mean, you cherished those vows.
I
hope you did. Okay.
No, you have to cherish the vow. If you don't cherish the vow, there's no point of doing it.
I mean, that's probably why he got divorced.
There's no point in doing it.
That's probably why he got divorced.
Once y'all break those, there's no turning back.
Gosh, I don't know.
You could try to, you know, put a band-aid on it.
I got divorced because cheating. I stopped feeling guilty while I was cheating.
You stopped feeling
guilty? Yeah, the guiltiness went away. So I'm like, this is dangerous. And then my child was involved.
Oh, yes, I know the story.
Did she know you was cheating?
I never did that.
I don't know, maybe. You know,
I never
but
cheated.
You didn't give a fuck.
I just want to put it on.
I never cheated. I was on some sleaze shit. I was a sleaze ball.
But why though?
Why what?
When did the cheating start happening? Like, when was it like, I'm going to do this? This is where...
It started happening because I just noticed... No, nah, that's all good. Like, I'm transparent.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
single. It started happening because I wanted to... I wanted to show her who could play the game better.
Was she cheating too?
I believe, yeah, she was. I'm not even going to say I believe so. She was.
Do you have concrete proof?
Yeah. We shared a phone. It was under my name.
Oh.
Yeah. I got hotel slips. Like, yeah. So I wanted to show her.
So you had the proof.
I wanted to show her who was a better sleazeball.
That made you feel better.
It didn't make me feel better, but I was young and dumb. Like, fuck it.
Okay.
Oh, you want to cheat? Okay, I'm going to hit your girl. I'm going to hit her cousin. I'm hitting everybody. I'm hitting. Who want it? Blah, blah, blah. Hitting everybody.
Oh, damn. This nigga's a...
AK-47.
Yeah.
Sleaze.
Anybody.
Sleaze.
Your grandma.
I got
letting it off.
I got not stories. Like
he ain't getting this damage. He getting that pussy.
I got some stories, bro.
But my thing, okay, so at some point in the marriage, you were happy, right?
Nah, I was happy dating.
What the fuck?
It was crazy. Yeah, I was happy dating. When we were dating, it was like,
You was happy dating her.
Yeah, when we were dating, it was like, word, this is it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when we got married, she joined the church, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if they fuck with her mind. Certain shit stopped that I like getting done.
About what?
Sexual shit, obviously. Yeah. That's obvious. I'm about to say, that's obvious. Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, oh, you trying to live by curious. Okay, that's by curious. That's by curious.
You got to live through this thing.
Nah.
What happened? With
the syrup? Yeah, like, certain shit stopped, and I'm just like, fam, like, why you just...
But did you bring that to her attention?
I did.
And she didn't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck. She was strong in her beliefs. Quote, unquote.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
life. This is life.
Let me ask you, because you've been married 20 plus years.
Yeah.
So from the time that you met your wife to right now.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, bro.
From the time that you met,
I can talk about this shit.
A little bit deep, a little bit further on than that. Eighth grade is a little bit deeper. Early 20s. Let's say early 20s.
Coming out of college. Got it.
Is she doing the same thing as far as what she was doing then now?
Yes.
In every aspect of her?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going
to be... The kids that got older.
So oh, yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They deal with that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like, eh, you ready? Nah. Okay, cool. I'm good. I'm going to go smoke a blunt. I'll be back. That type of shit going on.
Yo, shut the fuck up, yo, bro. To answer your question, is...
Unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, you think you know somebody, but you really don't.
Yeah, no, because they're only gonna give you certain flavors.
Because once they get comfortable,
yeah, they only gonna give you new flavors. Yeah. They know, because they know what flavors work on you.
It goes both ways too.
Man. Yeah, it go both ways.
Do you think that happens in relationships too? Just like regular relationships?
Oh yeah, it depends how long the relationship is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
you could be
friendship is a relationship. You can be cool with a nigga one time, and
you can be 15 years in and find something new about your girl. You're like, God damn, where they come from? Oh, that happened in July. I feel abused.
People do grow. People do grow.
Grow apart. And grow apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's healthy. Apart. That's healthy.
But like you said, that's healthy too.
That is.
Yeah. I want to do it a couple times.
But when is it that you bring it to your partner saying, like, this is where I'm going, this is the avenue that I want to go, and this is the direction that I want to go? If you're not with me, how are we going to grow together?
I don't think that's a conversation, because I feel like shit just happened naturally. And I'm speaking from experience.
Okay.
Like, oh, let me sit down and talk to this nigga. Yo, I'm about to do this music. Yo, you with me? Nah. Let me give you a story. Right?
Go ahead. So, yeah, I'm all about real stories.
Facts.
For sure.
So, me and this homeboy, we were starting this music company, right?
Yeah.
He had the equipment. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Right. I had the talent.
Right.
this nigga was whack. So, you know, long story short, I just became a beast at it. This nigga couldn't find where to put the snare, nigga, after 5 years.
Right, 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 right.
So instead of, and he's good business sense, right? Business-wise, behind the scenes, the nigga's a beast.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of him, like, offering that so we can go forward, he changed the whole different, what do you call it?
Dynamic?
No. Instead of music, he wanted to do photography and shit, fields, whatever.
Oh, he changed careers.
Yeah, careers. Like, fuck, like, fuck this nigga. Let me go do me.
I'm about to be a Picasso.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we just fell out.
Huh. Yeah, I fell out with words, or just fell out? Like, you don't
fall out? Nah, we just fall out. Just fell out. No words.
No words? Okay. But no words.
I mean, it's deeper. No than word, that. It's no deeper word. Than that. I don't want to take up the whole show, but it's deeper than.
Yeah, oh yeah, no. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And I've known him over 20 years.
Oh, ooh, man, Tom.
I know him longer than my got ex-wife.
Tom ain't got shit to do with none of that
know.
Shit.
No, I know my boy.
Fuck all that for time a year. Shit.
I put him over any nigga that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody I know.
Fuck all that anybody. Time shit. Fuck all that time.
Nah,
that time shit.
Nah. That don't mean shit.
I feel like he was opportunist, you know, but whatever.
Okay, so let me give you I ain't gonna say a story, it's like a kind of like a overview. So me and my girl, I love her to death, and she know that. So sometimes we don't always see eye to eye.
That's a relationship.
Yeah.
And shit ain't pieces and cream all the time. Bro.
Yeah. No, it's not. No.
If it was, why everybody be still married?
Marriage is a business. Let me just say that.
It is a business.
Continue.
The definition of marriage is business.
It's a business, but continue.
Right. I honestly don't know.
No, it's a business relationship. If you go back into the 1500s, 1600s, they didn't get married of love. I got married because this nigga got
land.
20 goddamn chickens.
Land.
And I got some land. Or nigga, I need 15 of them chickens. You can get an acre of this land.
Oh, he has an army that I want.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what about love?
Business.
Man, love. That's some kiss. That's some K jewelry shit. Diamonds are forever. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Diamonds ain't forever.
This nigga said K jewelry.
That's some bullshit. That's a slogan to sell people diamonds. Okay. And then transfer over into real life.
And you break that contract, you gonna pay.
You gonna pay. That's bullshit, bro.
You gonna pay.
Bullshit, bro. These are coming from two married niggas.
Yeah, right.
Or divorced and married.
Divorced and my married.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he right. It's all good.
Yeah, but what I was gonna say was that we worked through a lot of shit. We talked through a lot of shit. And me personally, I'm not going nowhere. I don't know how she feels, but I ain't going nowhere. But I guess the moral of the story is this, like, the start of our relationship was completely different than what we're going through now.
It should be. Mm-hmm. Because the dynamics of y'all relationship has changed.
Yeah.
Y'all beyond the, you cute.
Vulnerability is gone.
No,
like, y'all are over. It's real shit.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That honeymoon period is gone.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
No. And you know what people fart smell like? Shit. Like, deep.
Yo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And being honest.
No, not yet. No, shit. What the fuck going on?
You know the fuck going on?
For real. You know what the fuck going on? For real. Okay. All right. Let's change the gears on the marriage.
So where were you going with that though?
I went
was just a
quick point.
A teaser.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a quick "I love you, baby" to death.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Damn, I thought he was going.
You said the dynamic.
Yeah, and then you just stopped, like.
Oh, I said from the time that we met each other to the time right now, because
Let me
go into the details.
You know what fucked me up? You said, "I'm not going nowhere. I don't know."
Oh, that's what fucked you up.
Yeah, I was like, okay, where's he going with this?
Oh, you're trying to figure out the tea. Got it.
Nah, I wasn't trying to figure out the tea. I'm trying to help you brew it.
Okay. So from the time, our relationship is unique. very unique. I'm not gonna go into too
many details, every relationship is, yeah,
very unique. And the way we met, it was kind of just like we had a lot of fun when we first met, super whole bunch of fun. But then as time went on, because we live together now, and it's kind of just like a shit. We just handle the business. That's it, on both ends. Business, 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 business. And ain't a whole bunch of fun. I want the fun back. That's the reason why.
Yeah, are you commuting that? Communicating that?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I guess this is the first time she's hearing it right now.
Oh shit! Girl, that's where you fucking up.
Are you gonna do it in front of us?
Oh no, she ain't tripping about that.
Communication.
I said it early, right? Did I say it early?
Listen, man. Communication needs.
Did I say it early?
Keep going. Communication. Don't even do that.
Communication needs to be.
Oh no, I talk, bro. I talk.
Talking don't mean communication.
No, it don't. Mm-hmm. No, because
I'm a firm believer that effective communication. I'm with you on that.
It can fall on deaf ears, especially when a woman gets in their feelings, dog. Once they get there, you might well be talking to a wall. That wall right there.
You talking about feelings?
Yeah, tell that wall what you feel. how they gonna feel? Just like that. Flat as fuck. No, nigga. If you want to have that conversation, that's something between you and your girl.
Stop communicating. And just start speaking the truth. Be the lead.
It is what it is.
You're the head of the household.
Right.
It is what it is.
You want fun, nigga? Nigga, babe, have get fun. Dressed. Just
have fun. Nigga, we can play music all night and get drunk.
Yeah.
And my goddamn.
be the lead. Like, yo, what are you doing tonight? You got any plans? Getting up with your girl? Nah, all right. Go meet me over here or let's go here. You know, you listening, bro?
I hear you loud and clear.
Are you listening?
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, yo, you the man. Be the lead. Yeah. Maybe she's waiting for you to lead.
That's what they want. Really?
I'm not saying I don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
No, you don't do what?
I might not do it enough.
You don't do what?
Lead enough.
No. Yeah, leaders.
I don't know. You strike me as a leader, dog. So
that's what I'm saying. I said I might not lead enough. That's what I'm saying.
But what is enough?
To her liking. It could be a thing to where I lead, but not to where she like to be led.
How long y'all been together?
A year. Year and some change.
Okay. Y'all still.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still friends.
Honeymoon.
Y'all still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all still honeymoon.
We had a
month. Yeah, but still, I don't, like you said.
So quarantine,
you know what I'm saying?
Accelerated y'all togetherness.
But a year, y'all too fresh to be having this issue. I'm a drink to that.
Well, I can't say that because, you know, shit ain't been open.
This is true. You right.
I can say that.
I forgot about the whole thing.
Because my wife ain't really kidding, like, outside of my four kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would love to go out. I'm like, hey, man, they're going to Callaway.
I retract my statement.
Yeah.
No. I feel what you're saying.
You had to be definitely creative.
That's the issue for me.
Yeah, yeah. You should be doing 7 paints at the house, man.
Oh, we did that. We did that for... No, we did that for Valentine's Day.
I don't say it.
We've been a
creative. Like you said. Creative.
She set it all up. We did that for Valentine's Day.
If my son starts having fucking seizures, I could be creative too. But this nigga have seizures and, you know, I barely got a house tonight. Had to creep out.
Think you ain't creep out, nigga.
No, I'm creeped out. I've been on this for 4 hours. My phone will be ringing in a minute. Where you at?
Man, no. Hell no.
My son been having seizures. Uh-huh. He's 20 years old. He had a job. I had a good job at Mercedes. Young dude. But just, all of a sudden, he started having seizures.
Right? It just started, like, seizures out of nowhere?
Yes. He done had 25 seizures this year.
It's them 5G towers.
It's something.
You on radiation.
No, it's something. He ain't lying. It's something.
It's something.
He ain't had it before.
Hey, try.
He had a job. You know.
You tried CBD oil?
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk.
When we get off.
We'll talk. THC.
Yeah.
THC. What the fuck?
Anyway, okay, so I got another question. So, relationships, marriage, whatever. Why do you think most relationships fail?
Lack of communication.
Egos.
Ego.
Ego and lack of communication.
Speak on egos.
Egos, because like, let's say you in a marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all broke as fuck.
What? You gotta get creative.
Right. Y'all broke as fuck, and then all of a sudden somebody gets to do what they're doing and making hell of a month. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody got that goddamn stimulus check and they
Not even a stimulus, though. They getting they making like six figures a year doing what they want. Granted, six figures ain't much. It's not. But from broke to having that, they're gonna start smelling themselves.
Like, it's a lot instantly.
What the fuck you doing on the couch? You gonna get tired. You gonna get tired coming home seeing this chick on the couch.
Yeah, you playing 2K.
Dinner not cooked. House is a mess. You gonna be like, well,
you playing 2K? That one was like, you playing 2K? A guy would be like, is food ready? That's all we want. I can spend money out about, but if I got a wife at home, and you know you at home and I'm out, it'll be nice if some food's at home. You know, some kind of preparation for food.
And you know that money gonna multiply whatever you are.
Guaranteed.
It's gonna multiply.
Whatever you are, that money's gonna multiply.
It should multiply. It should multiply.
It's going to multiply whatever you are.
Motherfuckers gonna fuck up some money. Cut it out. Come on now. Motherfuckers gonna fuck up.
I don't think you understand me, Q.
I don't think you understand me.
We probably not on the same accord.
Explain it to me. I can explain what you want.
All right, so if you like to drink,
yeah,
money's gonna multiply your drinking habit. As an example.
Okay.
Feel me? If you a womanizer, mm-hmm. Oh, you paying for pussy, you gonna have some expensive, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna multiply.
Yeah, because expensive pussy costs. I say it. Come on.
I don't know. I'm just giving you an example.
That's a good example though.
I got you. Okay. Okay, we was in two different places.
Yeah.
We was in two different places. Okay, I got you. Because I was thinking, I'm like, shit, motherfucker, just because you got it don't mean you're going to keep it. That's where I was at with it.
Yeah.
You can be a $100,000 nigga on Tuesday. You can be a broke nigga on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
For real. You can blow that $100,000.
Oh, man, spending habits is ridiculous.
That's what I was at. He was talking about
something. As a matter of fact, it runs rampant in the black community.
Oh yeah.
Because we've never been taught the value of a dollar.
Right. Financial.
That's a
crazy financial thing. Literacy is illiterate in the black community.
That was the topic that she wanted me to talk about tonight. She said, why don't black communities like thrive?
How are black people set up to fail?
Excuse me, my bad. How are black people set up to fail? Not knowing. Because it's so much information out here, reading, yeah. Information, people who came before you. We just don't give a fuck. We just like, I think all it is flash, who I am, see me. But you ain't reading shit. You ain't investing in shit. You don't give a fuck about shit.
Well, you know, a lot of young folk is very tied into hip hop. And a lot of the hip hop artists are not telling these kids to do none of that. And that's real. I remember being young, listening to Bone, Biggie, Tupac. Back in those days, Dez Prez. Back in those days, you know, you had Get On Up, Too Short. Getting It.
I'm not a West Coast.
Well, no. I'm a South nigga, but I'm not. I've been a West Coast one time in Vegas. But Too Short, Getting It. Was a very stable song for me back in the 90s because it was getting how you live, like get better at what you do. Nowadays, it's nigga, how much lean you drinking?
Yo, I feel like The reason why us black people,
drug users, we drug you. The hip hop community has went from drug dealers to drug users. Back in the day, they were talking about selling drugs. Now they talking about using drugs, and that's the conflict right there, man. The conflict, man.
I'm gonna let my man.
We still got the slave mentality, bro.
I think it's almost like PTSD.
It's crabs in a barrel. Like, we don't want to see the next man make it.
Man, bro, let me tell you something. I post about that shit all the time.
We don't want to see that shit.
All the time.
And then when you see it, it's like, damn, how can I hate that nigga? You know what I mean?
Yeah. How, you know what I'm saying?
How do you take advantage?
Yeah. Like,
of his shortcomings. And his shortcomings would be something that someone hasn't told him.
Oh, yeah.
A real person, a real brother, mm-hmm. haven't shown him their real love, like, no, you need to do this.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But I will say this, though. It's too many millionaires, black millionaires, for us to not have our own shit.
They don't give a fuck.
And they got the resources. When you up there, you tied in.
Yeah, you have a lot of resources.
Yeah,
they tied into something different.
Like, for real, why don't you have...
They money working for them.
Yeah, why don't you have... You can allocate money and get it back on your taxes. Because you know how to do taxes.
Plug.
Yeah, plug. PPP. Gotcha. Why don't they put their money back in the community for stuff like that?
Because they don't want to, man. It's a risk. It's a high risk because they a nigga. They been a nigga. Why am I putting my money back into the community? I ain't going to make that shit back. Because they don't give a fuck. Yeah, they're a coon ass nigga.
You ain't going to make it back, but you going to get it back on your taxes.
They're a coon ass nigga, bro. They're not taking that risk, bro.
Yeah.
And you know, most rappers be like, yo, I just want to make it out the hood. Like, that's it. I want to make it out the hood.
Make it out the hood.
Right, but they're not giving back.
But
they're not showing shit.
But they make it out the hood, but they still got the hood mentality.
Yeah, but if you make it out the hood, if you that one person that make it out the hood, how much is that one person going to change it?
Like drastically.
Like Jay-Z said in the OJ song. You died for the block, but you don't even own the block. Your mama paying rent on the block. But if you selling the drugs that you say you selling, you could buy the block.
I love that fucking song. I love that fucking song. I already
changed that nigga, dog.
That's just real shit.
I love that fucking song, man.
If you sell only drugs on the block, why you ain't buy the motherfucker?
I love that fucking song.
So now it becomes rent back into the community. Come on, man.
Because I think in that song, he's at the same breath, he said, you know what's worse than throwing money in a strip club?
Credit. Yeah. You throw $500 a night in a strip club, but what's your Capital One behind?
Behind.
Stop playing with me.
15, 2,000, 2,500.
Stop playing with me.
But you and that motherfucker throwing $1,000. Yeah. $500. Yeah. $2,000.
And then, but Capital One gonna invest in you and say, you know what? Capital One for you. And all that goddamn slogan shit. Man.
Credit.
Man, build your credit, man. Stop fucking playing. Young black man, stop playing. Get your credit up.
For real, man. Get your credit up.
You ain't got a 650, you're bullshitting.
And get you an LLC.
But you can't just say get your credit up. Because some niggas be like, okay, how?
Nigga, Google it. YouTube it. There's no excuses. Back in the day, it was excuses for us.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know. YouTube, man. You didn't know either. But
like how?
But you got YouTube now. Y'all got YouTube, nigga. Can you imagine when you had YouTube in the 90s?
If I had one of these smartphones in
the 90s,
I'd be in MIT.
I'll probably be a porn star right now.
They pushing the same age. That was just your perspective.
I'll tell you off air.
Nigga, yeah. I'm about to be 40. I don't give a fuck what y'all
saying. Pushing the same
age. It is what it is.
He older than me.
It is what it is.
But they're pushing the same
age. It is what it is.
I'm just saying.
I am who I am. I would not change. And my knowledge is valuable.
Yeah.
They're pushing the same age. But, yeah, it is what it is.
You surrounded by wisdom today, bro.
Hey, man, I don't know. Shit.
What else you want to know about relationships?
Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas full of shit. That's what it is. Y'all, nobody ever, okay, you said we spoke of ego.
Ego, yeah.
Communication. Okay, cool.
What you say? What you think?
Oh, fair you? I say communication.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 29. Oh, about to be 30.
Okay.
Communication is definitely the biggest. Well, I say effective communication is the biggest thing. Because you can communicate all day. You can say whatever you want to say. But if you're not effectively telling this person how you feel and whatever. Because, I mean, me and my girl, we bicker. We don't argue, we bicker. And sometimes we don't find a common ground on how we're going to fix the issue. And that's the issue between the both of us. So between the both of us, we're trying to find a common ground on how she's going to express how she feels. I'm going to express how we feel, how I feel. And we come to a common ground and say, hey, this is how we need to move moving forward. Sometimes we don't do that. And I feel like both of us, we need to get better with that.
Y'all know each other's love language?
I don't try to tell them that shit.
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
That don't sound confident.
What is your? No. What's your girl love language, bro?
Mike.
I don't mind. I've had to do it. I've been there.
Are you gonna let me answer? I will get to it. She's more of an affectionate touch. She's more of a touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that?
And what else?
You said what else?
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. This
words
too.
Of affirmation.
Huh?
Words of affirmation.
Oh, yeah, okay. You got it.
Words of affirmation in touch.
You know his?
Yeah. What's up?
Wait. You know his?
What's her birthday?
July 27th.
Okay.
92.
What's that? A cancer?
Leo, baby.
Leo.
Yeah, she Earth sign.
You know his love language?
Honest with you, I.
Yes or no? So yes or no?
She don't know.
I'm not even gonna look because I already know.
She don't know.
Well, let me think though, for real. Like, let me think.
Go ahead. You think about it.
I feel like yours is quality time.
I was gonna say acts of service. I'm like the more romantic person, and I notice when I do things like that for him, he does feel special. Like I think his just show me little things. Like show me that you appreciate. I don't want a lot from you, but just show me a little bit. That you care.
That's
my wife, man.
Wait.
That's
do you know wife. Your love language? Is a question.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's my wife.
I didn't know shit about love language.
I didn't either.
Until a couple years ago. Until a few
weeks. We just went over like a couple weeks ago.
I stumbled across them all woke.
With
the crystals and the moon and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, that's. That's a whole other topic. We'll talk about that.
I'm about to say, I definitely got a crystal on my desk at work because she got it for me.
Yeah, I got to put a little color plug. You know, you can manifest stuff off nuts. You can manifest stuff off nuts.
I think it's
It's for like power, strength.
Yeah.
Goals, achieving goals.
Yeah, achieving goals.
Which is raw material. You know, when you manifest your thoughts.
I'm coming. That's some decent. That's a whole.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know where he was going.
It's kind of difficult though, but yeah.
No real shit.
I don't know.
Super sometimes.
Because there's so much energy.
Yeah, it's a force
or a
it's a force, cum, bro.
Whatever you want, orgasm. What you want
orgasm,
to call it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy that you're propelling out of your body. And if you put your thoughts behind that, in a direction,
right.
You be like, God damn, what is Mustang doing?
What? You stupid. You stupid.
On that aspect.
You said what now?
You got our love language.
Yeah, you got it right.
For the most part,
is yes or no.
Yeah, good. I'm proud of him.
You got two though.
Yeah, four.
But.
Oh, that's a certain quality time, yeah.
Oh,
That's why I be telling her that I be wanting to do certain stuff. Like, it don't matter where we at. Like, I just want you
to. Yeah, my wife don't give a fuck about quality
time. What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean, sir?
Right.
What do you mean?
Right.
Nick, what are you doing? Okay. Nick, act of service. So, number one.
Right, but y'all don't spend time with each other.
Never spend time, but what are you doing?
About what?
I'm cool with that because in reciprocation for what I do, You know, I like touch. They massage me.
That's me.
That nigga lost me.
Right. I'm
a low loss.
No.
Catch me up speed. So she don't like quality time.
For what?
That's not her number one, though.
Okay, what's her number one?
Nigga, ask the service, nigga.
Right.
Nigga, cool. If that cabinet come off the wall, nigga, I put it back up instantly. My day is better.
Your day better?
My day better because she better.
Because she happy.
That's yeah, right.
I get it.
Cause she better. Like I'm better. But you know.
So what's her? What's her number two? What's her number two? Love language.
My wife number two. It's the last one he said. What he said?
AKA, I don't know. I don't know it.
I said quality time, bro. I said active service first, and then I said quality time. Yeah, you said she had quality time.
I'm not a big Netflix guy, but I know shows that I should know. I know shows that I should not know at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to watch it though, because you know she watched it.
I feel you, dog. I've been there.
You know what I'm saying?
I've watched some Lifetime movies and shit.
Lifetime, y'all don't cry. Baby, it's all that bitch did.
I'm over here watching Girlfriends and shit. Like, what the fuck?
We watched.
Yeah.
No, because that's the shit she like.
I watched 60 Days In.
No, because she like it.
Yeah, whoever got the remote, you gonna watch shit and it's not
trying to. No,
no,
it's the
woman. No. It definitely don't work like that. No, hell no.
Okay.
Look, when I say that, it is what it is. Okay. I'm cool with it. When it's my turn, rub me down.
All right,
emperor.
Okay, we about to wrap it up.
Is it out already?
For real, I'm having fun, man.
We can still talk about the show, but we're gonna wrap it up for the view.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta leave.
Right. Don't be putting my girl Gabby on the spotlight.
Behind
like
the scenes.
We can't be mad.
Well, hey, about y'all. What? About y'all. What? About what?
Right, because you want to talk about my love language and shit. Like, what's his love language? Like, first of all, sir.
Okay, we wrapping it up. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, we out. Oh.